Hey family, how are you today? It's been a couple days. I'm working on not trying to involve myself in the news, not trying to involve myself in the media and what's going on today. It's been interesting. I can feel in my heart that a lot of people are going through, I wouldn't say depression, they're just down in the slums, things seem hard, they're difficult, no good news here lately, and I want to pray about that. Father God, I thank you that you are here and that you haven't gone anywhere. I thank you, Father, that your love, your mercy, your grace, your goodness is present now just as it has always been. I come against the spiritual realms right now, Father, by the blood of Jesus and his mighty and merciful name. And I command that every yoke that would be over the children of God, over the people of this world, that would hold them back from the joy of their thanksgiving, to give thanks to you and to see the goodness in their life, that that yoke would be broken, that they would not carry the burdens of this life, of this world, of the enemy any further. That now, in this moment, that goodness and mercy would swell up within them, that they would experience, that we would experience the goodness of who you are, that we would no longer be yoked to the burdens of this world, but that we would walk into the liberty of knowing you, that we would feel the full compassion and mercy of our Heavenly Father, that we would be lifted up inside of you to comprehend and understand the goodness that comes with knowing you, that we would approach the demonic realms with victory in our hearts, that we would see the glory of the Lord and know the joy of your awakening, Father. I thank you for the mercies that springs forth now into us and upon us, that we would see today and tomorrow with the brightness of your eyes, that we would know that the days ahead are full of joy and joy unspeakable, Father. I thank you that all things are working together for our goods as we love you. And I thank you, Father, that we are fully convinced in the faith that your love shall never leave us, that neither principality, nor power, no might, no dominion, no thing present, no thing past, no thing to come, nothing shall separate us from your love that is in Christ Jesus. Father, I thank you that we are not sheep, but that we are lions that roar in the presence of our enemy, and that we stand fearless in you, Father, that we be courageous and bold stepping out today by the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. Father, I thank you for your days, that they are numerous. I thank you for your victory, that it is sure. And I thank you that you lead us out into battle with the praisers ahead of the men with swords, that we would know that the victory is the Lord's and the Lord's alone. I thank you for souls coming into the harvest, Father. And I stop now to any of you that can feel this beautiful presence of the living and loving God. I want to ask you if you've done something. Have you asked Jesus to be the Lord of your life? If you haven't, right now is a good time to enter in to being whole, complete, alive, aware, secure, safe, or saved would be the word that the church would give you. But saved, there's so much more to that. So would you confess with me to Jesus? Jesus, I believe that you are alive. Jesus, I believe that you died for my sins. Jesus, I ask you to come into my life to change me radically so that I would know you and that I would be a testimony of your goodness. And I pray this, Lord Jesus, in your holy name. Forgive me of my sins. Lead me out of unrighteousness and walk me into your righteousness. Father, I thank you for your son. I bless your name. And maybe this be the first of many thank yous that I give you today, Father. So thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, for setting me free. If that's you today, family, thank you for letting God set you free. This is a blessing that comes from heaven. It's for you, for me, for anyone, for everyone who will be willing to set their pride and their issues and their life to the side so that they could see the life of God. You are my family and I love you. This is a blessing that comes from heaven. If you will reach up and obtain your blessing, you'll be a blessing to everyone around you. And they're worth it and you're worth it too. I love you, family, and Jesus loves you more. Amen.